The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. You're listening to episode 204. We're going to have a fun episode today. We're going to do some would you rathers.
Would you rather?
Would you rather? And we're going to categorize it this time because we're going to do a would you rather Disneyland versus Walt Disney World.
Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, Magic Kingdom. Yes.
Because I think that it's not fair to put Disneyland.
Yeah.
Entirety up against the Magic Disney World because, you know, they're two different places.
Once again, Bruce, you are right.
Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. Thanks for telling me I'm right, Connie. Welcome to the podcast here. If you're not subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio. We do a podcast here every week talking all things Disney, Disneyland, Disney World. Do Would You Rather episodes just like the one we're going to do today where we give you two decisions. Well, not two decisions. Two
scenarios,
and you have to pick which one you would rather do.
And you got to make a decision.
Yes. And it's got to be relatively quick.
Oh.
There's no debating for hours.
Yeah, I'm out.
I know. I got to keep you moving along there, Connie. We also do a live show over on Facebook. If you want to go check us out on Facebook, we are Unlocking the Magic on that platform. And also Unlocking the Magic Podcast on Instagram. You should go do that. We do some fun polls over there, do some live shows. And actually, not live shows, but some cool stuff over on Instagram.
Okay. Awesome.
So let's get into this episode today, Connie.
I'm so excited. I love Would You Rathers. And why I love... Okay, so first of all, they're fun, right? We get to pick and choose our decision. But I hope that you guys are having fun listening and trying to pick your Would You Rathers. And also it helps, I hope it helps you decide what to do on your next Disneyland or Walt Disney World or your next vacation.
Yeah, and if you're a Disneyland native, because believe it or not, even though we generally talk more about Walt Disney World, there are a lot of people who listen to this podcast who are Disneyland natives.
What?
Yeah, maybe they're looking forward to going to their first Disney World trip, or they've gone once and they want to kind of get some tips or some advice on what they should do on their next trip. But we try to do this podcast today, the Would You Rather about Disneyland versus Disney World, and give you a little nudge. If you haven't been to Disney World, maybe we'll give you a little nudge in that direction. Or if you haven't visited Disneyland yet, maybe we'll give you a little nudge in that direction.
All right. Nudging along.
Yeah, I want everybody to visit both parks.
Okay. Perfect.
All right, so let's get into these first would you rather. So do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I want you to start. I feel like you're on a roll.
You don't have any.
No, you're on a roll today.
All right, let me give you my first one.
Okay.
I'm gonna start with probably the easiest ones first and then get into the little bit more trickier ones as we move down the line.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so let's
challenge accepted.
So this is an easy one for you, Connie.
I hope so.
Would you rather Tomorrowland in Disney World or Disneyland?
That was mine.
I know, I stole it from you.
Why would you do that?
Because I knew you only had two, and I wanted to make it a little hard for you today.
I have three, actually.
Oh, all right. Well, then, if this is yours, this should be pretty easy for you.
Okay. Well, so here we go. My pick is Tomorrowland in Magic Kingdom in Walt Disney World for, I think, a variety of reasons, but I think the first one has to be the fact that the people mover gets me every time.
And what do you mean by the people mover gets you every time? Like it gets you to go on it?
Yeah, I feel like that sort of embrace, like the people mover kind of tells the story of what Tomorrowland is. And I think that that's the only thing that's missing in the Disneyland version. Tomorrowland, Disneyland is pretty cool. It's very nostalgic and there are things there that I love. But there are also things that I don't love necessarily and I don't feel nostalgic. And I feel like I want more sort of futuristic, if you will, kind of. It doesn't even have to be, can it be kind of vintage futuristic, because that's kind of what the people mover feels like. Or how about like the Carousel of Progress. You know, those are the things in my kingdom that I so love and so feel I have so much fun when I'm in Tomorrowland. Plus, I gotta say, Space Mountain in Magic Kingdom is also my favorite.
I agree. I love the Space Mountain in Magic Kingdom as well. And I would choose Tomorrowland in the Magic Kingdom if you had to make me choose.
If I had to make you choose. I know. These are so tough, you know?
Yeah.
Gosh.
The only one I would say in Tomorrowland, out of all of the attractions there, I do love Autopia in Disneyland a little bit more than I love the Speedway Racer in Magic Kingdom.
You're so right. You know what? And you're a Speedway sort of fanatic.
It's not that I'm a fanatic.
You are.
It's our youngest loves going on that attraction, and for some reason, no matter how old she gets, even though every year she gets older and it feels like it's flying by, she always wants me to go with her.
I kind of feel like you're always using her as an excuse, because last time we were in Magic Kingdom, I clearly remember you saying, hey, you want to go back on the Speedway? Hey,
well,
you wanna
go? I do. You know what? I would totally ride that attraction alone. The only awkward part is like when you're done.
Getting off.
Like, there's always people looking at you, and if, like, you're alone, there's always a wait to get off. So that's the only awkward moment as an adult going alone, because you can't tell if the kid in front of you is with you or behind you is with you. You're just kind of sitting there in a car, in a really tiny car as a really large man, taking up a lot of space, and everybody's looking at you.
Breathing in the fumes.
Yeah.
In the 98-degree humid weather.
So that's the only one. I'd say the one in Disneyland is a little less awkward because you get on a different way.
I feel like the one in Disneyland is also a little bit more futuristic looking.
It is. Except for, I don't know what that whole bird thing is.
Okay, well, we'll have to dive into that.
All right, so that was the first one. I think that was pretty simple, don't you think?
Yeah, but can I just quickly say...
Of course.
Speaking of getting off awkwardly, I feel like that pressure on every single attraction that I go on. And I think it's because we are a family of five, and when we are going on attractions, I'm usually the odd one out. So I'm always finding myself sitting alone, whether it's on Big Thunder Mountain or whatever. And I'm always trying to like gather my things and trying to exit gracefully, and just it's a fail every time.
We should do a show of top seven most trickiest attractions to get out of.
Most awkward.
I'd say Space Mountain for me in Disney, in the Magic Kingdom, is the hardest.
My hair's a mess. I'm trying to...
What do you think of that? Space Mountain, Magic Kingdom is the hardest ride to get out of.
I'm pretty snug in there. I had to... agree with you. It's a little bit like I'm trying to catch my breath because I just screamed for 2 minutes and my hair is a mess. I don't know where my things are.
I think that's the trickiest to get in or out of.
All right, let's move on. Sorry, I dragged that would you rather out a lot.
All right. Okay. Well, that's fine. I hope each one of these doesn't last 5 minutes. Otherwise, this is going to be a tremendously long show.
Okay, my turn. Would you rather the Remember Dreams Come True Fireworks Spectacular at Disneyland or Happily Ever After fireworks at Magic Kingdom? Now, this is different because Happily Ever After is a newer show. Newer, meaning that it used to be Wishes Forever. And I was so sad to see Wishes go. But ever since I heard Happily Ever After, I get it. Like, it's a cool show. It's still inspiring. I think... what I was afraid of was it being all about sort of meeting your prince and the princess. And I'm kind of just, as much as I love you, Bruce.
Yeah.
And I love that fairy tale of everything. I want more like empowerment. And that's what Wishes, the older show, kind of embraced. And so I was sad. But I must say, they did a really wonderful job of this Happily Ever After in Magic Kingdom Life. And they also say, my favorite, unlock the magic in it.
To me, this is a wash.
What? What?
I could go to either one. I don't have a... See, these would you rathers for me generally are... I'm very passionate about one or the other.
Okay.
For a particular reason. But for some reason, the fireworks shows at Disneyland versus Magic Kingdom, I just don't have any really preference.
Nah, I'm beside myself at this moment.
So I'm just going to say one, but I don't really have too much enthusiasm behind it.
Seriously?
Yeah, so I'm just going to say... the Magic Kingdom.
Ugh, I'm just bummed out. Can I do a would you rather with someone else?
Yeah, I mean, what do you want me to say?
I want you to just like read more into it and just, you don't get chills up your spine when you hear, like you have to hear, it's more than just the fireworks. It's more than that.
I understand.
Okay.
But I think they're both equally good.
And that was my point in the beginning of describing both of them. I think it's incredible that they both do these awesome shows. The one in Disneyland is a nostalgic one, and I love how it begins with Julie Andrews, the introduction and all of it. But I don't know. I feel like it's a good would you... Can I take it back, I guess? I don't know.
We'll go back and delete this one out of the podcast episode.
I'm going to actually choose, even though the Disneyland one, I guess my expectations were kind of low maybe, and that's why. But I was like, oh, I've seen fireworks in Magic Kingdom all the time. Like, how different can it be? But it really blew my mind of how beautiful it was in Disneyland. That said, how can I choose Disneyland when they actually say unlock the magic in the newer Happily Ever After one in Magic Kingdom? So
I think we saw a poster that said unlock the magic as well.
A poser or a poster?
Both.
Oh, poster?
Yes.
That's cool. So, all right. I chose Magic Kingdom.
Me too.
Okay.
All right. Ready for my next one?
I guess.
Would you rather the Disneyland Railroad or the Walt Disney World Railroad?
Ooh.
And I know the railroad, that's hard to say for me.
It is
I don't
hard
know why.
To say.
Yeah. The railroad is one of your favorite attractions, or it's something that you generally want to do first when we get to the Magic Kingdom, even though everybody's excited to get in there. You're like, let's go drive around the railroad for an hour.
It's not an hour.
It feels like an hour sometimes.
Okay.
But I enjoy it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I don't enjoy it, but sometimes I like to do that in the afternoon. But you want to do it right off the bat.
I like it. So I like just kind of, you know what I do like? I just like being able to see the railroad come in the morning. It kind of sets the scene for the whole day. And whether it be in Disneyland or Walt Disney World, I feel like it brings me into the past, and I kind of envision Walt Disney riding the railroad, even though he wasn't in Magic Kingdom in Walt Disney World, still kind of get the same feeling.
So your perfect entrance to Disneyland or the Magic Kingdom is like walking through that gate, you tap your magic band and you put your thumb on there, and then all of a sudden as you go through the gate, the train comes riding up.
Yes.
That's the perfect situation for you.
Yes, it's exactly like the conductor is waving his hat and I'm just so excited for him.
And you're pitching that to be Walt Disney.
Yes.
So it's got to be Disneyland then.
Yeah, that's my answer. And you know what though? Both attractions are pretty cool and both are a great way to get off your feet. Because you know what I realized after the last time we were in Magic Kingdom? I'm realizing things, you guys, every time I go. So like every, it doesn't matter how many vacations we take to Walt Disney World, I'm still learning. This last trip, I realized that it's probably one of the only attractions where you don't have to get off. Like you can literally sit on it if you really want to take a long break. And I think it comes in handy when it is humid and 98 degrees in Orlando. It's just like a great way to just people watch and have a good time without the expense of, you know, killing your feet.
You know what I'm going to say, though? Sometimes I enjoy the way the seats are at the Magic Kingdom versus Disneyland.
Yeah, good point.
So I don't necessarily, I mean, facing the park is great, but I do like looking forward towards the train conductor at some points.
And let's be clear. In Disneyland Railroad, their seats are different.
You sit like you're facing the park at all times.
It's like stadium seating. Yeah, but the reason why they do that is so that you can see the awesome Grand Canyon and diorama of the primeval world.
I can turn my head and see that same
Wait,
thing.
Is it primeval?
I'm pretty sure it is primeval, not primeval.
It's primeval world. I don't know why I can't say that word. Okay.
So I'm going to choose Magic Kingdom on that one.
Well, I'm happy for you, but I'm sorry to say I'm going to be in Disneyland because A, it's super nostalgic. B, you get that amazing diorama. And I know that you guys would appreciate it. So pick my answer to you guys.
Disneyland, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So moving on.
Is it my turn again?
I'm going to go again.
Oh.
I'm going to give you a food one. So we did a few attractions. We did a few other things. I have realized that I have a lot of these on my list. And if we did all of the ones that are on my list, this may have to be a two-parter.
Okay. Because I feel like you say that in every episode. It's like you get overwhelmed or something.
Oh, well, I'm looking at the time. Is the time going by as we're recording this? And then I see how many are left on my list, and I'm getting a little stressed out.
Okay.
But here we go.
Time is a man-made thing, you know. Don't look at the time.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Let's go into food.
All right.
Would you rather?
I just try to get deep with you.
A chimichanga.
Oh.
In Disneyland.
Yes.
Or the waffle sandwich in the Magic Kingdom.
Hot and steamy chimichanga.
Hot and steamy chimichanga. or a sweet and sticky waffle sandwich?
Sweet. Do they always put the syrup on the chicken and waffles? Because I feel like this time was all. I don't feel like this time I ordered it and the syrup was already on it and it kind of got a little soggy on
it. I think they were just a little liberal with that syrup.
Okay. I like to put my own syrup on it. Can I do that?
Yeah, of course. You say, hey, can I put my own syrup on that, please, sir?
I was kind of disappointed. It's so good. The chicken and waffles at Sleepy Hollow is so delicious. I don't know what it is, but I guess I do know what it is. It's sweet and fried chicken. Sweet waffle and fried chicken.
It's a nice, fluffy, sweet waffle. Some fried chicken on there.
Like, how could you go wrong, right? But this last time, I do think they were liberal on that. I don't remember it ever being soggy, and it was sort of soggy. And I also don't like, I'm sounding like a really big complaininator right now, but I don't like the way they serve it in that boat because I think the purpose of the boat is so that you eat it with your hands, but I can't eat the chicken and waffle with my hands. Like, I have to cut it with a fork. And so I wish maybe next time I'll ask if they can put it on a plate. Oh, I'm one of those people.
So I'm guessing you're saying the chimichanga then.
I'm going with the chimichanga.
Are you really?
Yep, I'm going with the chimichanga.
I'm actually pretty shocked that you're going with the chimichanga over the waffle sandwich.
I know. I'm kind of shocked too. I was a little disappointed last time. I'm a little bit of a diva now. Like, I need like my waffle and...
You're a waffle sandwich snob?
I'm a waffle. I need it a certain way. And I realize that every time I get a chimichanga in Disneyland, there's nothing, it's just perfection. Like, there's nothing they can do to make it different, like, better. It's just, it's perfect.
It's just simple. You give it to, you go up to the cart, you get a chimichanga, it's in your hand. You can go see Mr. Lincoln while you eat that thing, even though you're not supposed to do that.
Oh, we're...
Sorry. Ugh. I didn't do that, by the way, but I thought about it. But I'm saying chimichanga as well. Just be careful of that first bite.
That first bite is hot and steamy. is it like bad for you, the chimichanga?
Oh, yeah.
It's not good for you, right?
Not at all.
Because when I eat it, I don't feel bad. It makes me feel like it's like a good, not a healthy snack per se. But
it's not healthy. Listen.
I know. I get it.
We are not food consultants on this podcast.
No, trust me. I know. But I'm just saying it's not.
And I'm pretty sure the chimichanga is not part of the 7 food groups.
It's not?
No.
Oh. Well, I just want to say that I was hesitant to order it the first time because I thought it was going to make me feel like a fried round chimichanga. But it's actually like, maybe it's because we split it. I actually have to admit, I haven't had a full chimichanga on my own.
You've only had half of mine.
Yeah.
So maybe, well, I've had one and a half because you eat half of mine and then...
You get your own?
I do get my own.
Do you feel gross after?
I mean, I don't eat the whole thing because usually I'll split half with you and then I'll go get another one and then the kids kind of... eat a little bit of half. So I end up with one whole one out of two.
Okay.
Two halves. So no. And it's stretched out over a long period of time because sometimes the line to get a chimichanga isn't the shortest line in the world.
Okay.
So that's that.
All right.
So we both agreement on the chimichanga. Even though the waffle sandwich, like, I don't think this is a would you rather that you can go wrong on.
I agree.
If either one of these options is, if it was your only option, you're all set for the day.
Okay.
But moving on.
Can I ask you, who's in the running? Like, how many Disney are we keeping track
of
like our answers?
No.
Oh, okay. I feel like I want to go back and like do a poll and graph. Like,
I can reread the answers to you later and you can tell me which one you did.
All right.
We'll do that.
You're keeping, oh. Okay.
Well, let's move on since we did food on that one. What about food in general?
What do you mean
food? Let's do snacks. Okay. Let's do a would you rather.
Okay.
So snacks, not sit down restaurants or quick service, but just snacks. If you're hanging out for the day at either park.
Yeah.
Which park would you rather have the snacks at?
Oh.
So it's like the chimichanga at Disneyland, yeah. Also the mint julep, yeah. And the beignets, or the waffle sandwich, whether that be chicken or the fruit.
I'm so hungry.
Or maybe you're getting some popcorn at Disney World.
Is mac and cheese a snack?
Mac and cheese is a snack, or the tater tots that they have now. So those are all the snacks. Like anything that you'd walk up to a window and eat with your hands as you either go sit down in a little corner or on a bench or just continue to walk around the park.
Snacks is a general term in our family. Like, we consider, like, full-blown meals sometimes.
Like, sometimes, depending on the time, Liberty Tree Tavern is my snack.
Yeah, right.
But that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'm talking about mobile eating. And not mobile ordering, but mobile, like, you order something and then you can be mobile with it.
Well, can quick service count?
No, because that's a separate category that we're going to go into as well.
Oh, my gosh. We're diving deep.
So, snacks. If you had to choose which park would you rather the snacks at? Disneyland or the Magic Kingdom? As an entirety, the whole park.
I have to say Disneyland. I feel like that's all we do in Disneyland is eat. Like, I get so excited to get to Disneyland and eat my way around the... It's like almost like an Epcot to me.
Is that because it's new?
Maybe. Maybe because we haven't...
experienced all the snacks that are available there yet, so you're just anticipating being able to go there and try them all out?
No, I feel like we have had our fair share of trying everything, but I still get generally... like, I still get excited. Maybe it's because of the accessibility. Like, Walt Disney World, there's so much more walking. There's so much more to see because of the walking and the size of the park that even if you want to eat all day, it's kind of hard because you don't, or at least I don't, want to sit in line and order anything or pick up anything if it's mobile ordering or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas Disneyland, everything is kind of within arm's reach. So you kind of, it's so easy to be like, okay, let me just grab a... beignet real quick. Oh, chimichanga. Let me just grab that too, you know? So.
And I don't know what it is. Even though Disneyland is smaller, I feel like there's a lot more, there's a bigger variety of snack options at Disneyland versus Magic Kingdom.
I feel chubby at the moment.
I know. Listen, we're going to go move on to other things that are more exciting once we get to this. So if you had to choose, okay, you're going to choose Disneyland?
I am.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm with you. And maybe that's just because, you know, we haven't been to Disneyland 1,000 times like we have the Magic Kingdom, and it's new. Mm-hmm. But for right now, I'm excited about the snack options at Disneyland, and I'm choosing Disneyland myself.
Okay.
We should do a poll on that on Instagram. Go follow us there. Unlocking the Magic Podcast. We'll do a poll this week, or this weekend after this podcast episode comes out, and we'll give you some Would You Rathers on our Instagram stories. There you go, Connie. Follow us there.
I am...
Connie, go follow us on Instagram if you haven't yet.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
What... is your next one.
Okay. My next one is going to be, are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Would you rather Pirate's Lair on Tom Sawyer Island in Disneyland or Tom Sawyer Island in Walt Disney World?
Magic Kingdom. I am choosing Magic Kingdom.
Why do I say that? Walt Disney World. Like, I just want to make sure that, because you know what it is here, let me just...
because Walt Disney World has many parks and Disneyland only has, well, they have two, but it's like Disneyland is like the park.
No, but they call Disneyland the Magic Kingdom as well. So I'm trying to like help, you, like even when you're on the railroad, like the conductor says, welcome to the Magic Kingdom. So I'm trying to like help everyone. I'm pretty sure. Or maybe they say Disney's Magic Kingdom,
yeah,
whatever.
Disney's Magic Kingdom. Well, I don't know. Those two.
Anyway, I just want to make sure that... at least in my head, I know which side of the world, which side of the East Coast or West Coast we're talking about. Okay. All right. Did you just choose it like right away? Like, did you give your answer?
Yeah, I think that the Tom Sawyer's Island in Disney's Magic Kingdom is better.
I have to agree with you. I think Tom Sawyer's Island is one of those attractions where it's just a fun, classic place to hang. It's sort of what reminds me of old school Walt Disney, like what Walt Disney had at the time. You know, the technology wasn't the greatest back in 1955, so they had to come up with these attractions that were fun for the family, that could entertain guests. And I think that that's what Tom Sawyer Island reminds me of. It's like good old fashioned fun. We always have fun over on Tom Sawyer Island. The Pirate's Lair in Disneyland, I don't know if it's because I feel like they might be trying too hard, because here, you know, it's hard for me to say anything negative about Pirates. You know how much I love Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right.
But I almost feel like it's like too much. Like they don't need all that.
I agree. And I like the fort in the Magic Kingdom and the whole, it feels more of what Tom Sawyer's story was.
Yes. Exactly.
You know, so I agree with you on that. So I'm going to choose the Magic Kingdom as well. Disney's Magic Kingdom, whatever.
I think that the only time I don't like Tom Sawyer's Island, by the way, is when it's really, really hot.
Yeah, either one of those times. You know, it's not even necessarily being on the island that's the hardest part when it's hot. It's the traveling to and from.
Yes.
Especially when they have one boat. And I think that maybe that's what happened when we were at Disneyland. We got over there and they had one of those rafts working in the line. It just took us like an hour and a half to get off.
It was really tough getting over there.
Oh, I almost wanted to swim. I was almost like, can you just have one of those canoes come over here and we'll just canoe over there? They should do that, actually. They should give you the option to take the raft or canoe over.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do some speed round now.
Wait.
I have some more.
I think I want to unlock Tom Sawyer Island.
We should definitely do that on another episode.
I'm just reading more and more about it.
All right, let me do the speed round.
Okay.
So we've done these, and the reason I'm going to go through these really quickly is because we've talked about these in other podcast episodes, so I want to get to other ones, but this is part of this podcast, so let's just do it real quick. No elaborations, just an answer.
Okay.
Please?
I'm going to try.
Space Mountain.
World. Magic Kingdom.
Frontierland.
That's a hard one. I don't know.
Frontierland, I'm saying Disneyland. Space Mountain, I'm saying Disney World. Big Thunder Mountain.
Disneyland,
I'm with you.
Much smoother.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Disneyland.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Okay, so those are the speed rounds.
That's
those are the big ones, yeah.
Oh, what about It's a Small World?
It's a Small World.
Disneyland.
I agree. I think that could be... No, we talked about that in another episode. I'm with you. We had Rolly on, who was part of that attraction, and the Disneyland facade is just amazing. And walking up to see that... We were just on the It's a Small World in the Magic Kingdom recently,
mm-hmm.
and you do see the facade inside of it, but it doesn't... From the outside, if before you get into line, it doesn't give it a good appeal to get on that attraction.
I agree.
Disneyland version makes you want to go on it by looking at it from the outside, even if you're not in line.
Yeah. And the kid, yeah. I have to 110% agree with you. We actually tried to sit at the restaurant above It's a Small World when we were at Magic Kingdom. We think we were going to eat. And it's cool that you can see the attraction below. But I don't know if they were just shorthanded that day or whatnot. But that was one dirty mirror. I mean, a window.
Yeah, they could have used a little Windex.
A lot of little kids' handprints. It was kind of cute.
It reminded me that there's this meme or this photo that everybody uses, and it's of this little kid whose like face is stuck up against the front door glass, and he's like licking it. Totally reminded me of that.
That is exactly what it looked like. Okay.
It looked like there was 1,000 of those kids on that mirror, or that not a mirror, that window.
I know that we said earlier about having this be a Disneyland versus Magic Kingdom and Walt Disney World. Would you rather? But of course, as you know, I'm going to switch it up for a second because I have to. Because this actually is something that I feel like is a definite would you rather conversation that the kids and I often have. And this is Star Tours, The Adventures Continue, which is in Disneyland. It's in Tomorrowland in Disneyland. And there's also the one in Hollywood Studios in Walt Disney World. So I want to know, Bruce. I know the kids' answer. I know my answer. I want to know which one you would rather.
Hollywood Studios. It's exactly the same attraction.
Yes. And no, I feel. Yes, it's the same attraction. But there's something about the one in Disneyland. I feel like there's something missing. And I think it's because Hollywood Studios tells the story much better from the outside walking in.
Yeah, the queue in Hollywood Studios gives you the feel of actually being in that Star Wars movie.
Yeah. So the inside's similar, right?
But yeah, once you get past the gate and you get into it, it's pretty much the same. I don't love the way you wait in Disneyland, and I feel like in Disneyland, it's always a long wait.
I agree. All right, Hollywood Studios for the win on that one.
All right, so let's get in. As we wrap up this episode, I'm going to give you...
Whoa, whoa. We're wrapping it up?
Well, I'm going to give you a few more.
Okay.
As we wrap it up.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm not done talking. I'm
giving you the winding down signal here.
Okay.
We got to wrap this thing up.
Right.
Wrap it up, Connie.
All
right, so I have three more. These are the last three.
All right, here we go.
If you have any, save them for the next show or our live show over on Facebook, please. These are the last three.
Really?
I'm gonna wrap it up here. But I'm going to give you the three best ones that I have so far for this episode. Okay.
No.
If you could go back in time to the opening year, not necessarily the opening day,
okay,
but visit the park in opening year, which park would you want to visit in its opening year?
We've talked about this.
I understand.
Oh.
This is the Disneyland versus Magic Kingdom episode. So.
Disneyland. Hello. Okay. Disneyland.
And why is that?
Because just the chance of having to see Walt Disney roam around would be reason enough.
Yeah. Do you think he would be a crazy mess?
He would be a crazy mess?
Yeah, because everything was like, he's trying to get everything straight. You know, he has a lot of ideas he wants to implement. He wants to make sure that the ideas that are implemented already are coming out good.
I think that it would just be cool. I think the way people dressed back in 1955 and just the way people maybe carried themselves in the park, like I think it would have a whole new different vibe than it does today. And I think that's what I'm desperately trying to bring back to the parks now, even though I don't necessarily follow it all the time. It's hard. It's easier said than done. But I think that that is also why I would choose it. And I think Disney, Walt Disney, yeah, he would be very regimented in trying to get things according, you know, to plan. But I think it would also be really cool.
I think it would just be cool because there's these stories about Walt actually waiting in lines for attractions when the park was open and just, you know, seeing how long it would take to get to the front of the line or seeing what people were talking about while they were in line. And he'd put a hat on or he'd have a sweater on. And I think it would be just the chance that you could bump into him in line while he's waiting there. I don't know how anybody couldn't recognize him.
I agree.
All right, so we went to the past. Now let's go into the future. 20 years from now, you could go to visit one park. Which one would you rather visit? Disney World, Magic Kingdom, or Disneyland? 20 years from now.
Ooh, that's a great one, Bruce. I'm going to say Disney World, Magic Kingdom.
I'm with you because I think there's, even though Star Wars Land, I know it's not the whole time, don't email me 1,000 times, is going to open soon.
Mumbling?
I was just saying. Okay. I think that there's more opportunity for growth in the Magic Kingdom than there is in Disneyland. So if you're going to go into the future and see one of the parks, I think Magic Kingdom is the one to go visit.
I agree. I just think the future, there's just so much story to be told and so much opportunities to be had at Magic Kingdom in Walt Disney World that I think, unfortunately, Disneyland is just, you know, they're limited with space. Although they have more land or space than I imagine with the whole Star Wars Galaxy's Edge happening. Like, I didn't even know that they had that space and room to expand. But anyway, I agree with you.
But you know that's coming.
Right.
So that's something that, yeah, you can see that happening. But that's coming to both Magic Kingdom and Disneyland. What else is coming to the Magic Kingdom in the future? Like, that 20 years is a long time. Think about what they've done in the past 20 years.
True.
All right. And my final one. If you could take Walt himself to one park today, which park would you take him to? Would you take him to his park, the one that he built, Disneyland, or the one he wanted to build but didn't have any part of in the Magic Kingdom?
I would take him to Magic Kingdom because I think he would be, I don't want to say impressed, because I think he really knew and got to see a lot of his vision, and I think it would be cool to just hear him and him discuss what he might have done differently. I think that it just would be really cool just to be part of that. I feel like his essence is in that park. Like, I feel more of him. This is a weird thing. I feel more of Walt Disney himself sometimes in Magic Kingdom than I do in Disneyland.
See, I'm torn. I'm torn between, you know, Walt Disney is one of the greatest storytellers ever. So would you rather take him to a park that he didn't have any hand in and have to kind of explain to him what's going on there? Mm-hmm. Or would you rather take him to the park he built and let him tell you the story of the process of doing that?
I mean, either scenario is pretty awesome in my book. But like I said, I sometimes feel like the Magic Kingdom is truly magical. Like, I think that the way they named it, the what he was envisioning, really, there's some sorcery happening over there. Like, it really makes me feel like anything is possible. Whereas Disneyland, it's just a fun place. Like, it's a fun place. It's a fun place with the family.
Is it a fun place, Connie?
It's a fun place.
Well, I'm choosing Disneyland.
Because it's a fun place?
Because it's so fun. And you just sold me on the last sentence right there. Okay. No, I'm choosing Disneyland because I would rather let Walt talk than have to talk more and walk him around the park and explain to him what is there. I would rather let him do it for me. Like, walk me around the park and explain everything that's here. Obviously, there's some new things that weren't there when he was around in Disneyland, but some of the things that he worked on are still there, and he could tell me the story of what it was like to create those.
Well, I'm happy for you, Bruce.
Thanks, Connie.
You're welcome.
It's a fun park, by the way.
Yeah, the rumors are true.
So that's this episode of the Would You Rather. Thank you so much, Connie. I think that was pretty good Would You Rathers.
I feel like I did my fair share of contributing.
I like those. I think that if you're going to Disney World or Disneyland, you can listen to this episode now and say, hey, well, you know, dang, they just totally said 4 and 4. How am I going to decide now?
I know. We should really make a graph. All right. I'm going to throw it. I'm going to give one more for Walt Disney World. I just told you my answer. Astro Orbiter Disneyland or Astro Orbiter Magic Kingdom in Walt Disney World?
I'm going to say the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Because it's up high. It feels like an Astro Orbiter.
And there's something about seeing the contemporary in the distance at night and the park itself. Like, they did an incredible job theming Tomorrowland with the resort in the distance. Like, it just all fits.
So. Yeah, the Astro Orbiter feels like it's supposed to be where it is in the Magic Kingdom.
Yes. Okay.
All right, so this episode is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers, our preferred stroller partner. If you're looking to go to Disney World in Orlando and you have little ones and you want a stroller rental on your whole vacation, not just while you're inside the park, Kingdom Strollers is the spot for that. Go to kingdomstrollers.com for more information on how they can help you there. And it's also brought to you by Enchanted Escapes Travel, our preferred Disney travel partner. If you're looking to book your vacation to Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise, any of those, they'll help you book your resort, your reservations, your fast passes, all free of charge to you. It's not free, but they don't charge you anything. You just pay your regular Disney park fee, and they can help you do all of that stuff, and it's really, really hassle-free. It makes you have a really good vacation. So if you want some more information from Enchanted Escape Travel, their website is enchanted-escapes.com.
Wonderful.
Connie, are you still with me?
I am still with you. I'm actually thinking about which park won.
I think Disney in general won.
Yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong, right?
I don't think that if either park that you choose, I don't think you could make a mistake.
And I also think that everyone has...
I have one last would you rather.
Oh, gosh. We keep saying that.
This is really my final one.
All right. You just can't let me end it today.
I know.
Like, you just want... Because it's like, I know that you're the one that came up with this show idea, and I feel like you just want to have the last word. So, here you go.
I just have one last one that I just thought of. Okay. One park for the rest of your life. Magic Kingdom or Disneyland? You can go to one and you can never go to the other. Which one are you choosing?
Insert clock tick tock tick tock. I'm going to say Magic Kingdom because of my earlier, when I talked earlier about how I feel really inspired when I'm at Magic Kingdom. Like, I really feel like anything you set your intentions on will come true.
I'm going to say Disneyland. And I'm going to choose Disneyland
course,
because
I'm not
so
there.
Many, no, it's not that. Maybe that has a small part of it. But there's so many other things to do in Disney World that I can... I mean, as much as I love the Magic Kingdom, if I could go to Disneyland... Because I'm never going to go there just to go visit California Adventure. So you're telling me if I could never go to Disneyland again, I'm probably never going back there.
That is true.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast episode. If you want to leave us a review on iTunes, that would be awesome. Also, check out our live show on Facebook at Unlocking the Magic over on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And also, check us out over on Instagram. We are Unlocking the Magic Podcast. We give away all kinds of stuff on our Monday night live show, so go check that out. T-shirts, stickers. Come hang out with us. It's a lot of fun over there.
It is a lot of fun. At least you're a lot of fun.
I like the live shows. It's interactive.
I don't know what I contribute to it sometimes. I feel like just talking.
I just think it's fun, interactive, hang out with you guys, talk to you guys, ask you questions, answer some questions, and just get to see what your perspective is on the books.
Exactly.
All right, guys, have a great week. We'll see you on the next one.
Bye, everybody.